I've been burned many a time by the pre-order rush.
Welcome to episode 80 of Men on Games, where we talk about games from a male point of view. My name is Yef.
My name is Daniel.
Welcome to the show.
Now, we got a lot of interesting stories to talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you hear this at the very first Oculus Rift?
Ooh, tell them, child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was hand-delivered.
Mm-hmm.
By the creator of the Oculus Rift. I'm going to pull up his name right here.
That'll Palmer be the Lucky. Live it, huh?
Now, Palmer Lucky, he's got an interesting thing going on. He went out to the Arctic dressed in a Hawaiian shirt. Now, that man,
now, why would you want to do that? It's cold up there.
It is cold up there, but that man's got a sense of style, right? He's going to stand out up there in the Arctic wearing nothing but a Hawaiian shirt.
Now, that's some style.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you wear that Hawaiian shirt up there in the Arctic, and you saying, hey, it's cold up here, but I'm not cold.
But he did not want some random delivery guy.
What happened to your voice, child?
I'm getting work done. I want to be more of a man. So every once in a while, you know, it's just going to drop like that.
Oh, there it is. I had a frog in my throat. Sorry.
Yeah. But he said he didn't want some random delivery guy to deliver the first Oculus Rift. He wanted to do
some random delivery guy. That's their job, is to deliver stuff.
I'll find the exact quote.
I don't care about the exact quote. Hand delivered. Now, what were we talking about?
Palmer Lucky delivered the first Rift.
Yeah, why'd he do that? Why is he doing that? He's like the big wig, man.
Yeah, because...
To who? To some random dude?
To Ross in Alaska.
Just some random dude, right? He's not even an exec or anything?
No. Yeah, a random dude. I think it's a cool thing.
It is cool, dude.
I wish Shuhei Yoshida would come hand-deliver my PSVR.
Oh my god, I would kidnap the guy, dude.
He would be on this podcast.
You talk on this podcast now.
Wait, because we're Russian?
Russian Mafia, fool.
Listen, you ever want to see your homeland of Tokyo again? You talk on this podcast.
Right, we're like now. Neighbors, right? I'm in Russia.
No, but Ross is neighbors with Russia.
Ah, no, Svetlana, come on.
Yeah, that's why Palmer Lucky had to go deliver that one personally.
Yeah.
Right?
Wait,
right?
They don't say ya. Did they say ya?
Da.
Da. Ya is the German.
Yeah.
Da. Deutsch.
Moving on.
I know one word in 10 different languages.
So, PlayStation 4.5, this looks like it's going to be real.
It's definitely real.
They're making that announcement probably at E3.
Yeah, well, they say the games are going to be playable on both systems, so...
Yeah.
There's nothing, there's no 3DS, new 3DS action going on here.
Do you think it'll come out this year, or do you think it'll come
out? It'll come out this year. It'll probably come out during the VR.
So you think they'll launch hand-in-hand?
Yeah. If not, then soon afterwards. But they'll probably both come out, you know, pretty much right next to each other, if not at the same time. They're stressing how much this is the best option for the VR.
It was the interesting thing is people call it the PS4K, right? It's mm-hmm. one of the nicknames. But apparently, there's been some talk back that it's not going to be what the proposed plan is. Not going to be powerful enough to actually stream 4K games.
To stream.
Or I mean to play 4K games. So to output a 4K game.
My PS4?
The PS4K.
It's not going to be powerful enough?
According to some word on the street.
Wasn't that the whole point?
It might just be more powerful, but not capable of putting that 4K. I don't know.
Well, it seems kind of
ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Redundant? I don't know.
I was going to say a different word, but I didn't want to say it no more.
I don't want to say it no more. And next up, Sony set up a new company for mobile games. So Sony and Nintendo are going to be competing in the mobile market.
Yeah, Nintendo already put out their first game.
In Japan.
Yeah, well, still.
Coming to the States.
Why you got to do
March
that?
March 31st.
Why you got
to
do that?
Miitomo. Because it was a lead-in to the Miitomo release date information.
For here?
Yeah, for here. Okay. For the U.S. And let's see, a little bit more Sony news. The PSVR, which is coming out in October, which I pre-ordered, because I actually got to pre-order it. Unlike many other times I've tried to pre-order things, it was gone like in seconds, or I got a stupid error. You know, you ever get those? You try to pre-order something?
Because there's too much traffic.
And you get, you get the DNS errors.
Yeah.
And you're like, you finally get in there, and then it's sold out.
That's why you got in there, because it's sold out.
Yeah. But not this time.
Okay, it's happened to me only with tickets. I have tried to buy tickets to a show, sold out in like a minute. Like, literally, it sold out within a minute.
Yeah.
And just was really mad because I had to buy the resale tickets.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm actually... I haven't gone back on since I pre-ordered it at 7 in the morning. It did sell out.
But you got in.
I did get in. So now I want to go on eBay.
So you pre-order to pay the whole thing, right?
Well, they don't charge you till they ship it, but yeah. So it's like $4.30 with tax. Estimated tax is $4.30.
$4. $400.
Mm-hmm.
9 times 4 is 36. But Amazon's tax rate is different.
Is it?
Yeah. It's not the same as here. It's like it's not the same as, you know, local tax.
Did not know that.
Why didn't you local tax is like one of the most expensive.
Why don't you get a job as an accountant?
Accountant? I account for people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You already do it. Why don't you just do it?
Because then math and stuff, man.
But you already do it.
Yeah, I still do it. But shouldn't accountant have so much money?
Oh, wow. Yeah. So they got the PlayStation VR bundle. There's two out there right now. $749.99.
Is that with the new one?
The bundle.
With the new PlayStation?
No. Oh, this is eBay. This is eBay.
And oh, this is just people selling it as a bundle.
People selling it. No, like the official bundle.
Oh, okay.
And $749.99. So... $200 and $150 more than.
So it's four and three. Four and three, right?
No, five and four.
Five and four?
$399, $499.
Which one's $499?
The bundle.
No. I mean the components themselves. Like the VR is $400.
Yeah.
PlayStation is $300. That's $700.
$350. Yeah, it's $750.
$350? I thought it was at $300.
Did they drop it down to $300? No, I think it's $350. It's $349. That sounds right.
Oh, so that's $750 right there.
Yep.
And that's the price of the bundle?
On eBay, if you want to get it off of eBay.
So basically you're getting all the other stuff for freezies. Which I'm assuming is the two wands.
No, you're not getting the other things for freezies.
It's like you're getting it for freezies.
No, because this is not coming with a PlayStation.
You said it was a PlayStation bundle.
No, I'm saying the bundle. The bundle. You kept throwing PlayStation in there.
I heard you say PlayStation, so I thought you said there was a bundle with a PlayStation. Listen, man, I'm tired.
Clearly you're tired.
I've been working 17 hours for the last month. Every
day. It's not an excuse anymore.
It's not an excuse to be tired? What are you talking about? It's a perfect excuse to be tired.
You should be pumping those 5-hour energies before you come in.
Man, probably right. I should probably buy something like that.
It's probably better than those sodas you're drinking. Not by much.
This soda's delicious. 5-hour energy is not delicious. And it's only like a drink. It's like, it's not even a drop, bro. It's not even a drop.
It gives you that energy.
Does it? I don't think so.
Try it out.
Just because it has vitamin B12 in it? No.
A lot of it. Like 1,000%.
Yeah, well, maybe I can have a tasty rock star that's like 4 times bigger. More than 4 times bigger, dude. It's like
I wouldn't call
10 times bigger, 15?
Yeah, I wouldn't call a rock star tasty either, though.
They're not really tasty. I don't like the taste of energy drinks. They don't taste good to me.
I've had a couple that were pretty good. They were, but they were more if you
oh, like the flavored ones,
carbonated water kind of a thing with like
I like carbonated water
with like that's some the only flavor.
Time
in there.
I drink water is when it's
carbonated. Then you'll like a highball.
I like the flavors. Some of the flavored like rock stars and stuff like that are pretty good.
I haven't had them.
Like the fruit punch one, I really like the fruit punch one. Huh. It doesn't have that medicine-y taste, you know, that energy drinks have. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I like those ones. And there's a pina colada one I want to try, but I haven't tried it yet. I don't really drink energy drinks, or coffee, for that matter.
No. Huh.
Just a lot of soda.
Yeah. Not good for you.
Eh.
Some might say drinking too much soda could give you dizzy spells.
No, nobody would say that. Not even a doctor would say that.
I think so.
No.
I think so.
I'm going to ask my doctor, hey, does drinking 2 liters of soda a day bad for you? Would it cause dizzy spells?
You'll get at least one yes.
But what if you burn off all the calories in the day?
That would be... No, I think it's still probably bad for you.
How?
I think there's too much sugar. It's bad for your teeth, for one thing.
But if you burn off all that you're intaking, right? How does it affect you negatively?
I mean, obviously people drink like 2 liters of soda a day. But I assume it probably messes up with your linings of your stomach, stuff like that. All this so far.
Acid has nothing on my stomach acid, bro. Nothing.
Plus all
my
the
stomach
gas.
Acid is like, please.
All the gas you'll get.
Plus your stomach has a lining to protect it from it.
Yeah, but like.
From acid in your stomach, which is stronger.
But the esophagus. Yeah.
I think it has a lining too, bro.
Doesn't have a lining.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you gotta take it into account.
Are you telling me I'm gonna have a hole in my esophagus at one point?
When
have you ever heard that people who drink too much soda have holes in their esophagus?
Ulcers? You mean ulcers?
Not from drinking soda. You get ulcers in your esophagus from smoking, bro, duh.
No, you get cancer in your esophagus from smoking. More like in your lungs. I don't even think it goes down your esophagus unless you're doing it wrong.
Like, you can try it, but it'd probably make you feel sick.
Yeah.
You know, like when you swallow air to burp?
Yeah.
Like, you could probably do it that way. But I'm sure that would make you feel real sick.
It's probably not good.
Yeah. I don't want to do that.
Now, I'm not saying I don't know the exact...
You should try this at home, people.
Yeah, let us know. Let us know... UncleGamers@gmail.com.
If having cigarette smoke in your stomach makes you feel sick.
If you swallow cigarette smoke and you burp, the smoke come back out?
I'm pretty sure it would.
And if you tooted?
Ooh, no, it would dissipate by the time it got there.
Would it be a chimney toot?
Toot toot.
You'd be a steamboat?
No. Steamboat's steam goes up, not down.
Well, get yourself a little Steamboat Willie.
Ooh, that sounds a little, it's a word I'm looking to hear. Naughty? A little naughty? That's got to be a thing. I'm going to end up looking that up. Urban Dictionary, here I come.
Yeah, look it up. I'm curious to see if that's actually a thing.
God, Urban Dictionary has everything, dude. Like, there's things in there that you wouldn't expect to be a thing, but apparently it's a thing.
Yeah.
Although you never hear anybody say it.
Yeah, because Urban Dictionary runs.
You just go in there. And,
yeah. It's dumb.
It's like Wikipedia.
Except not, like, filtered at all.
Yeah. Jeffrey. Oh, Jeffrey's the greatest name in the world.
Yeah. What's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? A peanut butter and jelly sandwich
peanut
is a trip
butter,
to the moon.
Time, peanut butter jelly time. Where you at? Where you at?
And you're done. 5 seconds. Good. PlayStation VR may one day work on the PC.
That's a long shot.
Let me say it's a long shot.
Well, something's not expecting to do it anytime soon.
No, not anytime soon. But they say, hey, PS4s and computers pretty much the same thing. We've been looking at it. They said that we've been looking at it. We're just not expecting it to happen.
I don't think they've actually been looking at it.
Why wouldn't they look at it?
Nah, because they know they can do it now.
Yeah, but why wouldn't they?
Because they don't want to be like Microsoft and share their products.
This is hardware. This is specifically hardware. It makes complete sense.
Windows.
To share hardware. Hey. Oh, man. PlayStation is competing with Oculus and Rift, but, oh, you have to have a PlayStation 4. Not anymore. Now you're not super OP PC can run VR thanks to the power of the PlayStation VR.
But remember.
Super competitive.
But remember, PlayStation already said that the other ones are higher end.
Right, if you buy the computer to run the higher end ones.
You just have to change a couple components on your computer, dude. Come on.
Depending on your computer.
Any computer. You buy a really good graphics card and a good sound card, and you change your motherboard,
I'm glad you mentioned that. I was about to pull that one out on you.
You basically just, all you have to do is change all the inner components, and there you go.
Right, because you need 3.0 ports.
You could use 3.0, or...
No, it uses 3.0, USB 3.0.
Or, you can just go out and buy a computer.
Or you can just buy it.
That's ready, Yeah. $1,000. What's $1,000?
Or, if Sony gets their act together, you just buy a PSVR and just use whatever computer you have right now.
I think by that time, most people are going to have Rifts, and the Rift's going to be cheaper anyway.
Right, because they're taking their time, sweet time on it. If they just had this ready to go out the gate, plug and play, like, oh yeah, by the way, you can plug this in your computer, and here's the specs you need. Oh wait, these specs are way lower than the Oculus Rift? Yeah, Oculus, it'll look better, but you can use this right now. Just drop $400 on it.
No, that Oculus Rift would be a lot cheaper by then. By the time Sony...
You mean by October?
Well, it's not going to be on PC in October.
But that's what I'm saying. If Sony got their act together, they had this thing
and
ready.
And they just did it? They just October, went ahead and did it?
Yeah, by October, we got the plug-in. Plug it in your PC. Bam. VR.
Nah, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
It's a smart play.
It's not going
it's
to happen.
It's a smart play. Because, A, it doesn't compete with them. They're not competing with themselves.
So what would you play?
All the VR games on computer.
So, Sony would be able to play all the VR games on computer.
Yeah, because it's just registering as a VR headset.
I feel like something would have to...
Just like when you plug in the PS4 controller to play your games, it just recognizes
so you're saying
it
just
as
a plug-in, just a plug-in would fix that? Would fix the compatibility issue?
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
That's how that works.
Okay, I'm not sure how that works. I don't know PC, man.
You can take your PS4 controller, plug it in your computer, and for most games, it'll just... recognize it as a regular controller and let you play with it. So do that with the VR headset. Use anything that you can use on your PC that does VR, unless it's a headset
so,
exclusive. Is that the term we're using for this?
I don't know. So that puts another question in my head. Like what if Rift doesn't want their games on PlayStation headset?
Well, Rift has already said they're encouraging people to put devs. To release their games on Steam and consoles and whatever. And they don't care.
Games that are meant to be on VR?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So if Sony gets their act together...
Good for them, actually.
Yeah, that's good for them. And puts this thing out. October comes around. VR works for PC. You can do all your PC VR experiences... Yeah, it's not as great looking, but it's $400, and it probably works on the PC you have right now.
If.
It would be the smartest ploy. It would be a bit of a mic drop moment right there.
I don't think it'd be that great.
Think about it. All the people are like, oh man, I really want to explore VR, but I don't want to buy a PlayStation. Oh, hey, cool. Now I just buy this.
So
good to go.
Is the PlayStation 4 more powerful than my computer?
Yes.
Okay. So
you want to know why it's more powerful than your computer? Because it's able to play Borderlands 2 on the PS3. Is able to play Borderlands 2.
Listen.
And the PS4 is better than the PS3. So yes.
So that means that to play VR games, I would probably have to upgrade. Stuff on my computer.
Yes, the man that does not upgrade his computer.
I bought that graphics card. What are you talking about, dude? It was cheap.
You know,
it was like $40.
It's like a 9-year-old computer.
It made me play Borderlands 2. It let me play it.
I know. You just have like a 9-year-old computer for some reason.
It's not 9 years old. I mean, it still works. I don't want to buy a new one.
Because you're not a gamer. You're not a PC gamer.
I buy games on PC.
You probably go home and play. You're probably gonna go home, plug in your PlayStation 4 controller, and be like, "Oh man, I can play a lot of games on here now."
Well, I do the I have the no, I use the PlayStation 1 controller actually.
You have a USB adapter for that? Yeah. No, not.
And I like it.
Have you attached it? Have you set up the configuration for Borderlands 2?
It doesn't work. My analogs don't work. They don't seem to work. It doesn't read the analog, and I don't know why. And I tried the PS2 one, and the same thing.
Did you try the PS3 one?
The PS3...
No, PS3 probably wouldn't work as well. You would need, like, a plug-in. The Joyta Key plug-in or something like that.
So, I don't know. I don't know how to get the analog to work on it, dude. Because it just doesn't work.
Try the PS4 one.
I can try it. I'll try it.
The PS4 one has been the most plug-and-play out of the PS3 and the PS4.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, a lot more games just out of the box, just working off of it. There's still some games that don't recognize it and I have to like pull out a Joyta Key and some plugin or something like that to make it work, but
the Joyta Key doesn't work with analog.
It does now.
It does now?
Yeah.
Okay.
They did updates on it. At least the last time I checked. Cause you know, they're always updating it.
I'll see it. I'll check it out again. It has been a while since I tried it.
Alright. Battleborn is going into open beta. April 8th, I think.
Okay.
So, try that. Yeah. A lot of people saying good things about it, though.
On all systems?
On console, I believe.
Did the PC already do a beta?
I think they might have already done a beta. I'm not sure if it was open beta. It might be open beta everywhere. But the betas have been going on PC for a while. Ark Survival Evolved is in a lawsuit right now.
What for?
That might get it pulled.
What?
From sale, yeah.
No way.
Yep. So the developer Studio Wildcard is this developer of Ark Survival Evolved. And they're in a lawsuit from Trendy Entertainment. Those are the guys that do Dungeon Defenders. Apparently the guy that is working on a... Ark Survival Evolved used to work at Trendy Entertainment and they let him go. And part of the letting them go contract was that he wouldn't compete with them for a year, I think. And he wouldn't poach anybody from the dungeon for Trendy. And so apparently the guy sent out emails trying to get people to leave with him. And he started making Ark Survival Evolved, which obviously interferes with the non. Non-competition clause.
So what's the?
Apparently, it seems kind of shifty. The guy's wife works on the company, but she on like their official documentation, she has a different name. Not her real name. Yeah.
What's up with that?
So, I guess to make it
look sounds like, a little shady now, dude.
It does sound a little shady, yeah.
Well, not Steam, but yeah, Steam. Steam actually lost a lawsuit in Australia.
Use her maiden... Susan Stieglitz, his wife, Jeremy Stieglitz's wife, used her maiden name when registering Wildcard as a company.
Okay, you don't do that unless you're trying something. It just seems to me, you know, like, why use your maiden name? What's the point of that, unless you're actually trying to...
Hide the connection of Jeremy
stuff. Shady stuff, and Wildcard,
because he's not supposed to be making games.
Shady stuff, bro.
Right?
So, you heard about Steamco, though? They lost that lawsuit in Australia?
Yep.
And apparently they're going back to court on the 15th to establish how much money they're going to pay out. But, They're saying they didn't have a Australian law, consumer law, says that they have to have a refund policy,
right?
For for everything. And they weren't even, they didn't have a refund policy at the time they ended up suing them. And their defense was that they don't do business in Australia, but Australians can buy things
through the U.S. store.
Yeah, but I guess the judge decided, no, you're doing business with Australia. You're doing business with...
Is this an Australian court, or is this an American court?
I don't know. It didn't actually specify when I read it. So I'm not exactly sure. I would assume it's an Australian court that would start this whole thing.
Which, it seems kind of weird, though. It's like...
So don't pay and just don't sell them games anymore.
Right?
They can't... What are they going to do? You're in a different country. They can't just come over here and arrest you.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird. Like, if it was an American court that was like, no, you're doing business with Australia. You have to pay this whatever penalty. I'm like, okay. It's a U.S. business, a U.S. company getting... told by a U.S. court, we consider this business with Australia. This is Australia coming over, like, yeah, we know you're on the internet, and the internet, people can get whatever they want, but no, you're doing business in Australia. It's kind of weird.
So give us money.
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I'm actually wondering who started that whole thing. It's got to be the Australian government, dude.
Right, because
it has to be.
Yeah, because...
Why would America care? Yeah, well, they lost it, and they still don't know how much money they're going to pay out. But, I mean, in the end, like, Steam could just stop selling to Australia. To make sure that, you know, no Australian can buy their games and just not pay anything.
Yeah.
But, you know what, screw you guys. Which would probably be, I don't know how bad that would be. Australia has some weird video game laws, dude. They're all censored and stuff.
Yeah, Australian federal court disagreed. So it is in Australia.
I don't know, man. They got a thing against video games or something.
They do have a thing against video games in Australia. They make it very hard to get video games. Very hard. In fact, they ban games. Australia literally bans games. I think Manhunt was banned.
I think that's a bad game, bro.
I'm saying, like, straight up banned. Like, you have to import it and hope no cop sees you with that game, because you will get fined for owning that game. Like, literally, you will get fined for owning a game that is banned by the Australian Board of whatever, censorship.
Yeah.
That is an actual thing. I'm not making that up.
I remember hearing about stuff like that. So, I don't know, dude. Maybe things should just, like, not sell to them.
Which makes me feel bad for Australia, though.
But Australia's doing it to itself.
Right, the government in Australia is doing it to itself.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, it's the government, though, dude. Like, who's higher than the government there? Nobody. Right? So who's going to stop them?
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just bad.
I don't know. It'd be interesting to see. I expect that Valve's going to have to try to make an appeal to have this move to, like, a U.S. court or something like that. Or I'm very curious about the public relations at this point. Because it seems so easy for some other country to just sue whoever they want. You know, like, how does that work?
Well, it's like the whole thing with the torrents, you know.
Yeah, Nintendo suing Italy and stuff like that, yeah.
Well, like, everyone, United States sells a... Tells, like, you know, over, tells a, whatchamacallit, Pirate Bay, right? Hey, you guys need to put this, you know, put this down. You're giving out, like, free copies of everything. And they're just like, hey, we're in a different country where our laws are different. Just try to sue us, try to do whatever. And they don't get scared because they know they can't, because it's a different country. They have different laws. They can do things that they can't do over here. And besides, they are the defenses that they're not the ones giving them away. They're just putting up a torrent site. The people who put up torrents and download torrents are, you know, people around the world. They're not doing it themselves. They're just putting up a site, you know, basically where people can share files.
But the site does get taken down.
Yeah, and it pops up again. It's been happening for, like, forever, dude.
And the guy
it just
go to
keeps
jail.
Happening. It keeps
then
happening. They did like a raid on them last time, and I don't know who it was. I think it was a Interpol. Might have been Interpol. But it's just, I think they're changing things nowadays. But I mean, it used to be that... I don't know, dude. I really don't know what the deal is, but... It's just... It's getting crazy.
It is getting crazy. The internet is bringing us together. But they keep
coming back up, dude. And they're not going to stop Pirate Bay, dude. Ever. They'll shut it down, and another one will pop up sooner or later.
That's what you do. You know how you stop Pirate Bay? I'm going to tell you how you stop Pirate Bay right now.
You stop downloading torrents.
No, I'm going to tell you, legit how you stop Pirate Bay right now. Okay. You get your team of hackers, right? Your government team of hackers. And all they do is include viruses in all the torrents. So everybody that downloads stuff from Pirate Bay gets viruses.
But they have trusted people.
Right. But you hack into those files.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like through them.
Yeah. And people don't trust Pirate Bay no more. Pirate Bay shuts down.
Well, what about the people who are actually putting up the torrent files? You never know if those guys are actually like protecting themselves somehow from these kind of attacks. You know, if they have some kind of setup or something, because they know they're putting up illegal files.
Right. I'm not saying you.
It's not going
to
be easy.
I'm not saying you put viruses on the people that upload the torrents.
No. I'm just saying it'd be hard to break into their accounts, perhaps. Because they protect themselves, you know, from hacks as well, because they know they're doing stuff that's not legal.
I know, but then you have a hacking war.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Who's going to win?
Who is going to... Well...
Pirate Bay,
because Anonymous is going to get behind Pirate Bay.
Anonymous will help him out.
Yeah, Anonymous is going to be like, America. America government. You have destroyed the trust of the people. We are bringing oppression... to everybody in the world, we ask you to stop now. If you do not stop, we will release all your public information.
We are Legion. We, what does it say? Expect us.
Expect us.
I forgot what the end of that catchphrase was, the whole thing.
Anonymous, we love you. Please do not hack us.
Hack me all you want. I got nothing. I got nothing.
Dude, you already almost had your identity stolen, man.
Yeah, but that's different.
That's what they give out.
No, I think, I don't know. I don't know how the hell that happened.
I don't know. Somebody probably, like, went through your trash.
Whatever. Anyway, IRS is dealing with that.
Anyway, speaking of Steam, which we were speaking about, the 60-year-old hacker got a game released onto Steam that was never approved by Steam. It was on the new releases page. He realized that there was an exploit, right? Like a loophole. A vulnerability, as it were, that involved trading cards. Like, he was able to create his trading cards and have Steam and trick Steam into thinking that they were authorized. Right? And so by having these trading cards on Steam, he was able to trick Steam into thinking that his game was available for purchase. It's a 45-second thing called Watching Paint Dry.
Is it literally watching paint dry?
It's literally like a little video watching paint dry.
And people bought this?
I don't know if
anybody... Did he make some sales?
I don't know if anybody bought it, but he did it to show that there was a vulnerability. He was in contact with Steam to help them fix a vulnerability.
Oh, kind of like that movie about that guy that did the, what is it called? Leonardo DiCaprio, based on a true story, where he's making fake checks.
Yeah, Catch Me If You Can.
Catch Me If You Can, yeah, and they catch the guy and they end up, he ends up helping the government with a...
Yeah, but see, he didn't intend to get caught, though.
No, that is true, yeah. Yeah. But they offered him a deal, and he took it. Yeah. I would have taken it too.
Yeah, you always take it.
Prison over a...
When the government catches you.
Getting a job in the government?
You take it.
Yeah. It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, because, you know, who knows what... If you'll make it to prison.
What's the square root of onion?
Shallot.
Right.
I am right. Pokemon Go is getting field tested in Japan.
Yeah.
Have you seen any of the actual footage of it? It looks really bad.
It's shaky.
Yeah, the Pokemon look really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just strange. But again, it's a test phase.
It's a test phase, yeah. It'll probably get better.
It has to do. They can't just put it out on the market the way it was, man. That thing looked really bad.
Oh, and last thing with Nintendo. You remember the NX controllers?
The little round, tapered, the football weird things?
Do you ever actually see a picture of it?
No, actually, I meant to do that, and I didn't do it.
Let me see if I can pull one up real quick. Before I give you this news.
What does this news entail? A different controller? Oh. Or is it actually,
I'll tell you what it entails.
So, tell away.
Yeah, because you're probably, looking it up, you'll probably see what I was going to tell you anyway. They're fake.
No, I was checking, I told you! I told you it couldn't be real. Didn't I tell you that?
Here we go. But, I mean, look at these images.
Oh, you said it was cylindrical.
Yeah, well, that is cylindrical.
That's not cylindrical.
I said oval.
Did you say oval? Because I remember you saying cylindrical.
I think I started to say cylindrical and I was like, oval. I mean, they look pretty legit. There's some really good mock-ups that somebody made.
I told you it couldn't be real.
But here's why a lot of people thought it was real. That's the patent. That is an official patent.
How do you know that now? How do you know that's not another stupid...
These images are supplemented by a late 2015 Nintendo patent application. Because these were literally official patents. So you go to patent office, ask them for these patents, and they'll give you these patents.
I guess...
So, literally, somebody recreated the patents.
Literally.
Yeah. Somebody recreated the patents.
As a hoax. And put in the Wii U controller right next to it.
And apparently there's some crazy, internet stuff that, one of the studios... I didn't look too deep into the pictures, but I guess one of the pictures shows a tree outside of a window. And it's, a European studio, and they... found Super Heavy Games, something like that, as one of the European studios, and they have a picture of Super Heavy Games with that same tree outside the window. People got really deep into this. So, apparently it was, a lot of people across the industry of games journalism were debating whether or not these were real, with a lot of people leaning towards them probably being real. That's how good these Photoshop images were. Because remember, I told you, they got put through Photoshop editing, Finder programs, right? To see how many times this thing's been edited. And it's, almost nothing.
Little to none?
Yeah, little to none. And most of the editing that was there was, watermarking and, saving the file and stuff like that.
How do you... I mean, I guess there's people who are experts in that field.
Yeah. Crazy, though. But I'm glad that they're fake, because that was a weird controller. I mean, it's not a weird controller, but it's a phone. It's a phone with thumbsticks. And it's not a video... You don't want that for your video
games. I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a smaller Wii U controller.
It's a Wii U controller where you just have the screen and the thumbsticks are in the middle of the screen.
Oh, that's right, because the buttons. There's no buttons.
Yeah, there's no buttons. I just showed you the picture, man.
But I forgot about the buttons.
The buttons.
Always with the buttons.
Always with the buttons. So I had a really busy Easter weekend. I'm going to put that out there right now.
Yeah? Do tell.
I had my improv show, which went well. I had a rousing game of D&D, which went well.
You did it now.
It did. And then I also went to visit my girlfriend's family on Sunday, all day. So guess what you're going to fill me in on right now?
What I did in my weekend?
I don't really care what you did on your weekend.
Then what the hell, man?
I want to know what happened to NorCal Regionals.
God, dude, why didn't you watch NorCal Regionals?
I just told you why I didn't
watch. You can watch while you're doing stuff. It's called a phone. It's called the internet.
I don't have internet in San Jose. Because they don't have internet that I can leech off of and not
Wi-Fi.
Destroying my data.
Oh, you're destroying your data.
Now I got 3 gigs.
It. Yeah, I got one and I still do it.
You have unlimited. You have
I have one.
And throttling.
I have one. No. Yes. But after the one, my streaming goes like... Just, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible, dude.
Oh, it's horrible. Yeah. I try to watch the top 8.
Can you go over or does it actually stop it?
Oh, you go over.
So they won't, they'll tell you, hey, you're over, so...
Yeah, they'll say like, hey, you're getting close to being over. All right, you owe us more money now.
I warned you like 5 seconds ago. Yeah, but I warned you.
I warned you. So I don't do that. I don't play those games. Because I'm a pole man. Well, buying PSVRs on my credit card.
I'm actually gonna. I'm thinking about getting upgrading to a higher unlimited 4G. I'm thinking about upgrading to unlimited 4G. If not, then 5. I think they have for a 5G plan.
I hear that's coming out soon. I haven't heard.
No, for T-Mobile.
Yeah.
But
T-Mobile has a nice thing where you can watch like as much Netflix as you want, and it doesn't count against your data.
Yeah, that's actually pretty new.
Yeah.
And I remember them sending me the message, which is really cool.
There's actually a bit of an uproar about it with Netflix.
Netflix? Why does Netflix care?
Well, T-Mobile was accusing Amazon, AT&T, and Verizon that they were giving people bad Netflix feeds on their service, like throttling the Netflix on their services.
Oh, them.
And then Netflix came out and was like, no, actually, that was us. We've been doing that on purpose because we don't want people to screw up their data by watching Netflix. Because if
you watch it... So they did it as a service?
Yeah. Because if you watch it on T-Mobile, you get like 720p or something like that. Like, no, I think it was 480p.
Well, not throttling their data. Well, I mean, it's a small phone, dude. I mean...
You get like 480p, but if you watch it on Verizon or AT&T, you get like 360p.
It was worse?
Yeah, it was worse. Because T-Mobile has unlimited data. So they didn't worry about it on T-Mobile.
It seems like a weird service to do for people. Why not allow the people to just fend for themselves?
They're going to. Yeah.
Because, I mean, it seems a little dumb to downgrade their video watching pleasure.
They're
just because we say so.
They're releasing a thing that, like, you choose how you want it to be. But I think it's nice of Netflix to do that. And Netflix is against the whole making people pay for data thing, stuff like that. They want people to have unlimited data. So there's speculation that it might have been a little bit of a...
Yeah, like Verizon stopped doing unlimited data. Yeah, I don't know how long ago they stopped doing that, but...
I think even Sprint recently stopped doing unlimited data. Or like it's an extra option now instead of being every phone.
Well, you're not talking about unlimited 4G speeds, though.
Yeah.
Because that's, I mean, it's a big difference, dude. It's huge difference.
Because Sprint used to be unlimited 4G.
I mean, T-Mobile has it. And, I mean, once it gets down to 2G, dude, you can't watch anything.
Yeah, you can't do
it. Can't even watch, like, YouTube videos.
Can't even pull up an email.
It gets really rough. So
fill me in. How'd that NorCal go? Do you watch all of it?
I didn't watch all of it, no. I played a D&D game on Saturday.
Why can't you just pull out your phone while you're playing a D&D game? Watch it
because I'm playing a D&D game, bro. God, why would I do that to people?
Yeah, why?
You know, but Sunday's a different story. I mean, people can pull out their phones on Sundays.
You gonna spend Easter with your family? Go get some eggs?
I watch some...
Play with the kids?
I didn't look for no eggs, dude. What am I gonna look for eggs for?
Daddy, we need to go find the eggs. No, you go find the eggs.
I'm watching NorCal. Yeah, they're there somewhere. Go look for them. If you can't find them, let me know in 2 hours. And then they come back in 2 hours. They're like, you couldn't find them yet? Hey, look again.
Look again.
Trust me, they're there. Here, I drew you a map. Here's a cheat sheet. But no, NorCal Regionals was... The funny thing about NorCal was that it was the exact same winner's finals. Or, grand finals for Street Fighter V.
Mm.
Same thing. Same two people, Tokido and Infiltration.
Did it go out the same?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, actually, yeah. Infiltration. So they changed Infiltration 1 again. So that's the first two tournaments for the CPT has been won by Infiltration. And second place has both has been both times by Tokido. The rule change this year is that if since first place gets the automatic
Capcom Cup,
yeah, the automatic entry into it, they second place. You know, if they won another tournament, second place would get the the entry, the free entry. But that no longer is the case. Now you actually. If the winner already has an entry into the Capcom Cup, then second place does not get it. They have to go. It's going to go by points. Basically, that spot is lost. Okay. And so they're gonna you know still refer to the point system. But I mean they're gonna have a lot of opportunities around the world for this. These first two, I think is Evo next. I don't even know if Evo's part of the Pro Tour.
Mm.
Not exactly sure on that, actually. But yeah, there'll be plenty of chances. I mean, Street Fighter V is still a fairly new game. People are still learning, obviously, because, you know, it's only been out for a couple months, right?
Yeah, who's
not even a couple months. It's been out for like a month.
Infiltration's not learning right now. He's laughing all the way to the bank.
Infiltration's like, yeah. Yeah, he's crazy, dude. That guy is super crazy. So he ends up taking it. PR Rog was in there. Ricky was in top 8. Marn was in top 8. Marn, and a lot of people know Marn. I think they'll remember Marn. He's, I think I mostly seen him play, a Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
But, I have seen him play Street Fighter 4. And he's always just kind of that Joker kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Always trying to get a laugh. And He was messing around with Ricky Ortiz. He ended up losing the first match, so he starts like taking off his jacket, right? And then Ricky's looking at him, and she just starts laughing, and he starts laughing, and the crowd starts laughing, and I start laughing because it was funny. So they play the second game, and Martin ends up taking it. And by the way, like what CPT rules is that all final eight. Best 3 out of 5s,
right?
So and that's a change also from a couple years ago. So so this guy, you know, he ends up winning the second one, and then he starts like pretending like he's taking off his shirt, and then he just stops, and you know everybody's laughing again, and then he does it again, and it stops. Well, he never ended up taking off his shirt, but you know he pretended a lot, and there was one guy that took off his shirt and. Oh my god, what is his name? I forgot his name. He's not new to the scene, but I don't really know the guy. It was some Asian dude. And this was during Marble. So.
It seems like that's the new,
I think Punko started that whole thing, dude.
It's a new ploy. If you're not a known person.
No. Because Martin is known. And he started knowing that. Punko did that, and he was playing against Daigo, and Punko is known. I don't think it has anything to do with that. I just think it's since Punko did it to Daigo and beat Daigo, like I think people just like have been using that. You know what I mean? Like, oh man, this is what gives me power, right here. My nakedness will give me the power to beat Daigo and all other competitors.
Was Daigo at NorCal?
I'm assuming he was. I never saw him play. Okay. But I'm pretty much sure that he was
because he's done that in the past where he's just not gone to tournaments and he's gone like completely silent for a while, right? And comes back and he's like, oh, he's really good again.
I think
because I feel like he's did there it for a lot Street of the four, where he was kind of doing not so great.
There's some times where he just gets like kicked out, man, or he just loses.
No, but I remember
even getting to like top 32. Sometimes.
I remember hearing something about that where like he just hadn't been in any tournament scene for a while. And he came back with, like, a crazy Ryu.
I don't think it was that long that he was out of the scene. It really wasn't. But he, I mean, even now, he's no longer the beast that he was.
Yeah.
Like, it's changed a lot.
I mean, Tokido and... Mostly Tokido.
He hasn't made top 8 in a while.
Well, Capcom Cup.
Yeah.
Well, he's second place.
Yeah, but Capcom Cup is all, like...
All pros.
Yeah. It's the best of the best.
Best of the best, yeah. You got second place, the best of the best.
He made it through three points, because I don't remember him. Oh, no, he did win a tournament.
Yeah, he won the Japanese tournament.
So the Asian guy, he's playing up against,
Ricky.
No, not Ricky. Marn, yeah. No, that's the Marn story. But, the Asian dude is in the Marvel. He was playing against, oh my god, I forget his name. He's a guy that plays Super Scroll. He has the cheap move. Super Scroll, Dr. Doom, and,
Oh, the one people got mad at last time?
The one that does that cheap, the unblockable setup when you switch characters. When you kill a character, mm-hmm. you can do an unblockable setup, and basically you're dead. And then you do it again when that one's dead. And it's hella cheap, but it's an option. And it seems to me that he's not the most accurate player.
Right.
When it comes to button inputs and stuff. But, you know, when he does that, you know, and you have no choice, you know, that's his thing, you know. But the Asian dude, and you know, he's kind of a buff dude. You know, he ends up taking off his shirt, you know, because he's losing. And this guy just kind of glances over and just looks at him, right? So he's like, he's sitting next to him. He's just kind of like,
checking him out.
Yeah, like it looked like he was checking him out, and he didn't do it once. He did it like at least a couple times throughout the set, where he just kind of looked over, and you could tell he was looking at him. You know, it was funny, dude. It was really funny. But, EG Justin Wong actually ended up taking second place. He got first place at final round.
Yeah.
And, he played against, used to be NY Chris G, but I don't know if he's NY Chris G anymore since he lives in California. He moved to California. I don't think he changed his name. But anyway, Chris G is, actually took first place with his Morgan play. Fireballs everywhere.
Morgan's pretty cool.
Yeah. Justin actually adjusted to that, and he ended up picking a different character. So he had, you know, he usually plays Storm Wolverine, and what else does he play? Storm Wolverine and Dr. Doom, is it? God, I can't remember. But he ended up like picking I think it was Wesker. No, it wasn't Wesker. It was the fool with the sword. Oh my god.
Zero?
Huh?
Zero?
No, not Zero. The
Dante.
Dante. He picked Dante, and he was but he doesn't know Dante that well. But he was doing really well to counter Morgan with him, but his combos weren't there. Like he was just dropping everything, and it wasn't working out for him in that aspect. But he ended up like taking out Morgan a few times, you know, which is the troublemaker. But he still ended up losing, and he reset the bracket. He reset the because he came in from losers, and it was actually Chris G to put him into losers, and he ended up resetting the bracket and just. And it ended up going up to the final match, where Chris G took the game. Wow. And then there was other winners in other games.
Back to Street Fighter V, though, because that's the big one right now. New game, testing out those waters. What do you think of the top eight? You think they got it down yet, or do you see a lot of struggling, a lot of people trying out new things?
It seems a lot of. It seems to me that there's a lot more poking than combos at this point. I mean, the combos are there, but it just seems like they there's so much more poking going on. A lot of just like one hits, you know. And it's just a different game. It seems a little more limited than Street Fighter 4.
From what I've seen, when it comes
to the mechanics,
from what I've seen of the tournament, which is like the first couple bits of top eight, like the first two matches. A lot more. I saw people playing a lot more aggressively than like I've seen in Street Fighter 4.
I think characters are built that way. I mean, yeah. Like Dawson is built to be more aggressive nowadays. He has so much more options, dude.
And as Nash, it's hard to keep Nash in the corner because his teleport gets Nash him out is pretty a jerk, far,
dude. Yeah. They're playing. They're saying Fang or Fong, whatever, is a. It's pretty low tier, but at NorCal, I think Fong made it into the top eight. You know, and it might be just a player, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
it's just, you know, I mean, any, put anybody in the hands of a good player and, you know, he'll do well.
Look at the guy that did, that used, what's her name? Momiko? The Karate Girl.
The Karate Girl? Makoto?
Makoto.
Yeah.
I mean, she's like, she's supposed to be low tier, but man, was that impressive in Capcom Cup.
That was really fun. That was such a fun match to watch. Dude, it was amazing. But,
Makoto, I mean, Makoto almost, if you got Makoto down right, you practically have a Street Fighter, no, Marvel vs. Capcom situation where, like, you can get caught in an endless combo. Yeah?
Makoto?
Yeah.
No.
Dude, the amount of damage? Dude, that's how...
Oh, her damage is insane.
That's why that guy was so impressive.
She has pretty... Yeah, she has insane damage.
That he would catch the person, pop him up, catch him again, pop him up, catch him again, and like...
It's all about the vortex, man. The mind games, dude. You know what I mean? She has a command grab, you know? So, like, you can't block against a command grab, you know? And you can't break a command grab. If you're sitting there and she does a command grab, then you're caught. So you have to basically backdash or jump at the right time. And, you know, sometimes, you know, when you backdash or jump, you're going to get hit with a poke. Because you're expecting a grab, but she's not grabbing. You know, that's all part of the mind games.
But that's
what
he was doing at Capcom Cup with these professional players. He was doing SNK combos where he was just, like, finished an entire round, practically not even giving the person the time to react at all.
No, it was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Let's see. Punko actually. He did a lot better in final round, but he ended up getting a pretty bad spot in at NorCal. I mean, you're seeing a lot of the same names, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's still. I mean, you can tell it's the players that are good. You know what I mean? Like, because these players are just like they're just good at fighting games. Because you know you're seeing same names every now and then. I mean, you'll see a name here. Here and there that you never heard of.
Right.
But, yeah, for the most part, dude, it's looking like the same top eight. PR Rog actually had made it into, like, you know, 17th place. So he got pretty close up there. Momochi as well. Fudo was there. Mago was there. Snake Eyes made it to the 13th spot. Kazunoko, you know, Bonchan, Shien, Filipino Man. All these characters, dude, they're just, like... They're the same names, dude. You just can't beat these people. There was also the Ultra Street Fighter 4. I forgot they had the Street Fighter 4 tournament. They still do it. Xiaohai actually took that one. And Nicole got second place in that one with Liquid Knuckledew in third place. Knuckledew actually won the one at final round. He won first place there. So this guy Lucan, I don't know who that is. Brentus Cool has been doing actually pretty good. Recently, with the Street Fighter V era, you know, Chris G, K Brad were up there in the top. There's not too many. I mean, there's still a lot of big names playing the Street Fighter IV, but you know, it's not nearly as much as it used to be.
Yeah, who cares about that? What do you think the what do you think Street Fighter V is gonna look like once it gets into the later years, once people are adjusted
characters
to it.
And stuff, new characters.
There's gonna be
new characters.
Yeah, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about because Street Fighter 4 became very meticulous, like kind of wait and see kind of gameplay. You know, like slowly approaching. You know, making your moves at the right time. Right, it was a lot more.
The footsie game.
A lot more of a footsie game and. You think Street Fighter V is going to get to that point? Or you think it's going to stay very fast, aggressive pace?
No, you have to. I mean, you always have to play the footsie game, dude, in any fighter game.
But there's a lot more options.
You have to mess up a bit more
in Street Fighter V than you could in Street Fighter IV because you have those quick get out of dodge moves for some of the characters and stuff like that, like Nash or Dawson. More people that can teleport. More people that can...
But you gotta understand, a Nash's teleport is a V-trigger. So you have to have full V-trigger for that. So you can't just do it all the time. Dawson's teleport, he's always had to teleport.
Right now, I've been seeing people using those V-triggers as escape plans and stuff like
that. And that's true, but you can only do it once every now and then. It's not an option that you always have. Because you have to build up your V-trigger for it. It's just not always there. It's not always going to be there.
Well, depending on your V-trigger. I mean, Cammy, her V trigger makes her cannon kick like go through a person, and that lasts for a while.
No, once you use, if you have a V trigger, it's slowly, slowly going down.
For some people
if you use Cammy's spiral kick or her DP, it'll take a chunk out of that V trigger. So I think Cammy can only do two of those moves before her V trigger is out. She might be able to get three in, but I'm not sure. If you get one like right away, she might be able to get three, but otherwise she can only get two of those moves in, and then your V trigger is depleted completely. Same thing with like M Bison, my character, right? I play M Bison, I can do a V trigger, and it changes the characteristics of my special moves. Like if I do say I do an EX head stomp, right? He disappears off the screen. And then you can hit a punch button to do the hand thing, the devil's reverse. So you do that, you know, it disappears, and then you can do devil reverse from behind or from the front. Whereas if you don't have the V trigger on, you know, he'll just stay on the screen. You can see him throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
But and the V trigger also makes it where you can. And I just figured this out yesterday because I was doing so the update came through, and now the challenges are there, so you can do the challenges, and then you can actually have bigger lobbies now, so you can invite like hella people to fight with you. But they it was telling me like one of the challenges was to do an EX whatever that new move is called, the flaming from the ground move.
Okay.
I don't know, Psycho Fire or whatever. Let's call it Psycho Fire. I don't think that's the name for it. It might be. So it goes from that into an EX head stomp, right? And I was like, well, how do you do that if you need to hold down for, you know, like a whatever 40 frames or something like that? Like, it's impossible to do, right? So what I learned is that and this is true, just and it was completely by accident that I learned that you can do it, is that if you continue the motion, like if you, because the little fire thing, It's a backwards fireball, right? From down to back.
Okay.
Down to back and the two punches, right? Well, if you continue to go all the way up, so you know, go down to back, hit your punches, he'll do that, and then keep going up, right? And just in one motion, and you do the two kicks, he'll do both moves. Okay. He'll cancel the one move into the other move. So you get all those hits, and then you get the head stomp. And same thing with the scissor kick, the EX scissor kick. This is all while on the V trigger though, so you do the little fireball and then you hit back and then forward, so you go, you know, down to back punches and then you go forward and kicks. He'll cancel that into the kick. So there's no holding. You don't have to hold it for that, and it's just this is one of the things that V trigger changes. And then also my original point was that when you do the special moves, any EX move that you do with Bison's V trigger on will deplete the V trigger by a certain amount, so it doesn't just drain slowly. It does drain slowly, but when you use a move that V trigger changes, it will deplete a chunk of V trigger. So it is limited to how long your V trigger is up there. What was your original question?
I don't even remember at
this point. I went nuts soon.
I mean, here's another thing, right? The V trigger. And, like, it changes the way certain characters play in different ways. So each character kind of plays differently. And you have to learn how the characters work a lot better, I'd say, than, like, Street Fighter 4, where everybody kind of had the same tricks. Everybody had their super animated block animation thing and their, like, power punches and, you know, they obviously they were different characters, but they all basically had the same tool set. Where now you have Zangief, who goes Iron Curtain when he uses V trigger, versus Bison, who can teleport more with his V trigger on or stuff like that, right? So kind of like different ways of play that are vastly different than from each character and stuff like that.
From each character, one character to another character in the same game.
Yeah, like Ryu does electric fireballs, whereas Cammy increases her range.
Yeah, and his fireballs are become a lot faster.
Yeah.
Bison, yeah, can teleport, you know, through his moves, and so like it makes it difficult for the other person to know what you're doing. which does create a bit of confusion, you know? Like, you do have to definitely adjust to the changes, and you have to learn the characters.
Would you say a lot more than you would have had to in Street Fighter 4?
Yeah, I mean, people learn, yeah, no. I mean, it's just going to take time. That's all it is, dude.
Yeah.
It's going to take time for people to learn, like, you know, the setups and stuff like that, you know? And,
You think you have to have, obviously, you know, you always have to have somewhat different strategies depending on what people pick, but you think that's going to be more of a feature now? I'm like, all right, this person picked Nash, now I'm going to have to play a little bit differently because Nash plays differently. Like,
as a character, or just with V
Trigger? So let's say you play in Bison, right? You play Bison against Birdie, you're like, okay, this is Birdie, I can do a bunch of head stomps or whatever and get in on Birdie. But now Nash teleports around a lot. I got to be a lot more active and do maybe shorter.
But
moves.
That's always been the case. You always have to learn your matchups. You have to know your matchups. You adjust accordingly, and it's always been like that. You can't just same play style against characters that might beat your moves with one of their moves.
I would argue that in Street Fighter 4, you can get by further. Even if you didn't necessarily know the matchup, you would be able to do better off.
I would not agree with that.
No. Okay.
You can't just do that. Let's look at Infiltration versus PR Rog, right? One of the Evos, where PR Rog was beating Infiltration. Who's Infiltration playing? I think he was playing. Who was it that he was playing? Was it Evil Ryu? I can't remember. But he ended up changing to Hakan. Nobody plays Hakan in tournament. In tournament play, nobody plays that guy. So not a lot of people know that character as a matchup. So if you don't know the character as a matchup, you don't know what he can do. You don't know if he can punish you. You don't know a lot of things, you know? You don't know the character. You don't know the matchup. So you got to learn all these matchups, dude, no matter what. And, like, he ended up beating PR Rog with his Hakan.
Yeah.
With, like, one of the worst characters in the game. Why? Because he doesn't know the matchup. So you have to, you know, it's very important to learn all the matchups in any game. Because all of a sudden, if you see that there's not a lot of Hakan players out there, well, whatever, right? I'm never going to see a Hakan. But then you see one that's a, you know, high-level play, what are you going to do? You're going to lose because you don't know what to do. Because you don't know how this character plays. He has different pokes. He has different ways of reaching you. You know, not you can't just do this move and be safe, you know, like you can with this other character.
Mm. But you know what poke is the deadliest poke of all in Street Fighter 5?
Street Fighter 5?
Yeah.
What?
Zangief poke. Your mortal enemy.
His punch? His straight punch?
Yeah. I don't know how many times I've seen you get, like, wiped out by Zangief's straight punch.
3?
Yeah, I feel it was more than that.
No, I got that matchup down.
You got that poke? You got that punch figured out?
That punch is nothing now, dude.
It would give you so much trouble.
You know, that's the other thing too, is not only learning your matchups, learning the characters, but you gotta learn the players too.
Yeah.
You play the players. If you see a player doing the same mistakes, then you just, you know, you fix your gameplay. You adjust to it. That's a whole nother thing too, is you gotta adjust to other players as well. And the person I was playing against, he's done.
Done.
He'll never beat me again.
He's not part of the lobby no more.
So the update actually created bigger lobbies, which is really awesome. So
now you can play with everybody.
Now I can start like inviting a bunch of people, doing not just like one at a time, which is really stupid.
Can you have can multiple people match up into their own games, or is it kind of create like a little ladder thing or something like that? People have to wait for their matches.
There's a line, basically. Yeah.
There's a line. Okay.
I mean, in Street Fighter 4, there was a tournament thing. We can actually play a tournament. I don't think I saw one for that for Street Fighter 5, but I'm sure it's going to be added as an option later on.
Is there a spectator? Can you spectate?
If you're part of the lobby, I don't know if you're like, if you have the game and you're trying to watch, I don't know if that's possible. But, I mean, I guess that's why streaming's there nowadays.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I think that's all we got for you this week. Thanks for listening. Again. Oh, so you want to know what the Twitter question of the week is?
Yeah, you're like ending the show without saying the Twitter question of the week.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Did you forget?
No.
You forgot. How do you forget? You're the one that wrote it. Also, I don't even know what it is.
Also, this Wednesday, this will be the 30th. Yeah, March 30th. The release date of Final Fantasy 15 will be revealed on Twitch. I don't have the stream names, but I'm sure if you look up Final Fantasy 15, they have a specific name. Actually, let me see if I can find it real quick. Oh, there's also a Metal Gear Solid sale going on PlayStation Store right now. Pretty much all the games.
Yeah, all the games. Yep.
Which is pretty cool. I just saw the image of it and I can't find it now. I hate you, Twitter. Here we go. Uncovered. Final Fantasy 15 Uncovered. 7 p.m. I think if you look up the Kinda Funny Twitch stream, because they're going to be doing the reveal, you'll be able to get the reveal date of when that game's coming out. Just giving you guys a heads up. Depending on when you listen to this, you might be able to catch that or catch the replay. Whatever. Anyway, Twitter question of the week is... how much time do you spend playing games compared to watching people play them online?
Oh, God. I watch a lot more people play online nowadays. Wait. Response. Are there responses?
Let me check the Facebook.
I don't think there's responses. Ain't no one responding to that one.
I know.
Ain't no one got time for that.
I'm trying to figure out what makes a question respondable. Which one people hate.
I think you're, you're kind of narrowing it down to Twitch watchers at this point.
No, YouTubers. YouTube Let's Plays.
Whatever, yeah.
It's a very common thing.
An issue. It is now, but I've met people that have never even heard of Twitch anymore.
Actually, there was a story behind that. There was the guy that developed That Dragon Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
He basically blamed less players for why his game didn't sell so well.
You can't just be blaming people. Why? Because they played the game through them?
Yeah.
That's not the point.
Yeah, so that's it made me think of that about that. I was like, yeah, I watch a lot of games on streams, but these are games that I'm not gonna play. I'm kind of interested in, but I'm not gonna play. Like Dead Space, I'm never gonna play it, but I want to see what the game is, the story and all that stuff.
Right? I mean, I can see that Dragon Cancer. I can see that as being a game that you probably wouldn't, not a lot of people would buy anyway, just because it's a short and very linear game.
Yeah.
So you know, you know, it's not everybody's style. It's not, you know, the majority of people want something more.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as I understand it, there's not a lot of exploration in that game.
Yeah, and I think there's mini games.
Yeah, it's just you know, it's not something that would sell too well, in my opinion.
Yeah, Gone Home and Journey sold really well, and they were very linear games.
But they were short. Were they short? How short? They can't be that short.
A couple hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, Gone Home, if you play through Gone Home once, you can beat the game in under a minute.
No way.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, all Gone Home is picking up the clues that eventually get you to the end of the game, right? Like, as far as the actual gameplay of it, I mean, the game is all about the story, and picking up all these clues gives you more story. That's what makes it interesting. But as far as the actual, to get to the ending credits, you just have to know how to get into that last section, and you beat the game. So if once you've already played the game, you already know how to get into the last section. You just go up and do it.
Interesting.
There's a trophy on PlayStation for doing it in like under 43 seconds or something like that.
Oh God.
Or a minute 43, somewhere around there, yeah. Like super, just really quick.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's because it wasn't developed by a highly skilled team. The way it looked, I mean, it was also not the graphics weren't, too extreme.
Well, I mean, it's an emotional story. It's about the guys.
That was the point of the game, yeah. But I'm afraid to say that, I don't know, maybe just people don't care about that stuff anymore.
Yeah, I mean, like, it makes me wonder why he made the game. at that point. If he made it because he wanted to share his experience of having the child that
because of what he said
and stuff like that. Now he's like, I wanted more money out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's doesn't make it sound nice. Obviously, you know, yeah, you make a game, you want it to do well, you want to reap the rewards from the hard work you put in. I understand that. Don't go online and start saying things like, start blaming people. Well,
because of you.
I mean, you don't really see people do that for torrent sites. I mean, it's just part of the business. You know, not everybody's going to play your game because they're going to see it on YouTube, or they're just going to download it off the torrent site. Well, how come he's not blaming Pirate Bay? Yeah.
Because he doesn't know about video games. He's new to the scene. He doesn't know about no torrents.
And maybe that's what it is. Who knows?
So, going back to that question, I think nowadays I tend to watch more gameplay than I actually do.
What type of gameplay do you watch?
I actually watch a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of people that I watch just to watch them. You know what I mean? Like, it's just more of a friend connection, you know? But there's a lot of streamers that I follow, which I watch just for a certain game. You know, like I watch Metal Gear, Fallout, Rocket League, Binding of Isaac, obviously. I've seen play of Salt and Sanctuary, too much though, because I am going to play that game.
That was going to be my next question. Do you watch a game if you're going to play it?
I'll tune in, especially if it's somebody that I know, you know what I mean, that I've been watching for a while or whatever. Somebody that I chat with, you know, actually do chat with.
Like EG South Guy.
If he started playing the Salt and Sanctuary, I would go in there and be like, hey, what's up, South, you know, like, or Sky, and I'd be like, hey, yeah, I want to play this game, so I'm not going to pay attention. But I'm, you know, I'll have you in the, as a background noise, you know, and, you know, I'll be listening to it, but I won't watch it. Yeah. And I let them know that, you know what I mean? I was like, hey, you know, I'm here, but, and that's a more like friend connection kind of deal.
What about Isaac though?
Isaac? I watched the crap out of Isaac, dude.
Yeah. Before you started playing it?
Yeah. The afterbirth.
Mm.
Yeah.
The DLC, you say you're okay watching that before you play it?
DLC for...
For games in general?
Yeah, I don't care too much about the DLC stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, like, I mean, I think it's entertaining to watch video games. I don't watch TV anymore, dude. Like, I haven't watched TV in forever, dude. I'm just not interested in TV. Like, I've been doing Netflix a lot now.
You're not watching Flash.
Like, binge-watching show. Season 2 actually just came out on Netflix.
Season 2, oh my god. It's like, I'm on, like, on season...
I know, but I'm watching, like, Supernatural right now.
That first season's pretty rough, but it gets pretty fun after that.
Yeah, like, I'm in the second season. I'm almost at the end of the second season. So...
It's when they start making fun of themselves as a show, it's pretty fun. they start doing that, and you're like, alright, I can get into
There's been some jokes here and there, and, like, yeah. It's just kind of funny stuff.
This last couple seasons have been kind of rough, though. They're getting a little too soap opera-y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched, you know, like, American Horror Story.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I tried. I couldn't do it.
Why? Because of the theme?
No.
Or just because you didn't like the show?
I just didn't like the show. It was just really weird, like, over-sexualized kind of...
The first one definitely was.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, I don't get this. This is not for me. Like, yeah. I was expecting some nice Stephen King campy kind of horror stuff on TV, but I wasn't expecting sexy nursemaids or whatever the hell she was.
Yeah, I mean, the second one, they're not all like that. It does change. But the first one was definitely like that, yeah. I think it was the, hey, look at all these girls, now watch my show kind of deal.
Maybe.
You know? But, yeah. Yeah.
All right. I watch games. Probably a lot more than I play games. Because sometimes you're just not in the mood to play a game. But you want to watch something, and watch something game-related makes you feel good. It's entertainment value. But I'll do it for games that I'm not going to play. If it's a game I'm going to play and I know I'm going to play it, for story, especially for story, or that has real game progression. Like Isaac... you go through it, die, you go through it, die. It doesn't really matter if you've seen the enemies and stuff like that, because you have to know how to deal with it anyway. But games like Bloodborne, or even some like side-scroller game, like...
Salt and Sanctuary?
Salt and Sanctuary is kind of story-heavy. I was thinking like... Oh, jeez, why am I drawing a blank right now?
A side-scroller?
Like Broforce, right? Yeah. Broforce, no story. It doesn't matter if, you know, like, you're killing the same guys over and over again. But I probably wouldn't watch Broforce, because part of the fun of Broforce is seeing, like, what that next boss is going to be, what that next level is going to be, and stuff like that. But, like, I'll check in. If it's a game I'm not 100% sure on, I'll watch a stream for, like, maybe 10 minutes tops.
Yeah.
Just to see if the game looks like it's going in the direction I want it to. But then I'll just stop. But I do watch YouTube games mostly for older games that I'm either not going to get access to, or the controls are just too archaic that I'm not going to enjoy it at this point. Like the Kingsfield games. I'm interested in that From Software back catalog. But I'm not going to go back and play Kingsfield. It's not going to happen. So I've watched somebody play through it. Or horror games. I don't like playing horror games. I don't like that feeling of dread and fear while I'm playing the game. But I can watch somebody go through that game and enjoy that experience by watching somebody play the game, you know? Like turning it into a movie rather than something that I have to deal with.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I like to do. That's how I indulge in my video game YouTubing. It's specifically YouTubing. I pretty much do this on YouTube.
Yeah, I do the live.
Yeah, I try the live. I like the immediacy of the YouTube, where it's very focused. And, like, you do the live and stuff like this, the whole community thing. So, like, you're watching somebody play a game, and they stop for, like, 10 minutes to talk to people and chat, and you're just like, just play the game.
Introverted.
Because I go there to watch the game. I don't go there for the people. Because 90% of the time, I go on a Twitch stream.
So go on to smaller channels.
I hate the people. 90%, you're not listening to my fractional numbers here. 90% of the time, I try to watch somebody. And I do go on some small channels because I'm looking at the game. And I'm like, oh, I want to see somebody play this game. I just can't stand. I can't stand hearing these people talk. I mean, you, I can stand watching you talk mostly because Big Don gives you a lot of trash.
Oh God, Donkey! Oh God, not Donkey!
No, Big Dong. That's what I said.
I thought you said Key somewhere in there. Maybe sounded like it. I don't know.
And I will watch our good friend Barnabas because he's enjoyable.
He just so random. That guy's so random.
He's very random. He's
always... Oh crap, dude! Yeah, he actually got into a car accident.
I saw those pictures. I wasn't sure if that was, like, his or what
that I'm assuming was. It was him, dude. So, yeah. I'm, you know, just want to say I'm glad you're better, bro. Or, you know, that you're okay, actually. Hey, I don't know how bad it was.
You and Chaos, if you were both involved. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know what exactly the deal was. There's no... I don't think I read any specifics, but, man, you know, I'm just glad you guys are okay.
It was a little scary when I saw those pictures. Yeah. I was like, wait, what does this mean?
Like, one of them, he posted, it was like, what is that? Man, I feel like I was, you know, hit by a truck and into a telephone pole.
Oh.
You know, kind of like, you know, a little sarcastic kind of thing, but...
Not.
Actually, yeah. I thought that was hella funny. Even when he gets hurt, he's funny. You know what I'm saying, dude? Yeah. Like, he still does that kind of stuff, which is why I love that guy, dude. He's just he's a really cool guy.
He's got a good outlook on life. Thanks for listening. Send your wishes to Albie Dang that he gets everything he needs to get in order. A new car, whatever
follow
he needs.
Follow him on the Twitch.
Yep. Follow him on the Twitch. Follow Jeff here on the Twitch with the black hole flares.
With the black hole flares, except no S.
No S, yeah. Just a singular black hole flare. And you can find me as Vegan Dan on the PS4 and Vegan Dan 4 on the Instagram.
Instagram hype.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't post anything on it. I post like...
But just follow me anyway.
Yeah. I post like once a month, but people seem to like my posts. They trend for a bit. I don't know why, but they do. I'm using the good hashtags, I guess.
Neither do I. West Coast Warzone 5 is actually the next tournament. Fighting game tournament that's going to be on the 15th of next month through the 17th.
Is that the weekend?
It's Orange, California. It's always a weekend, Friday through Sunday.
Okay.
There'll always be Friday through Sunday, Sunday being the finals. So go ahead and watch that on the 15th, West Coast Warzone 5 in Orange, California.
Orange County, California. We go into it? No.
Orange is a little further away.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
Bye.